Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of May 2020. Delhi High Court has directed the Cyber Cell Unit of the Delhi Police to complete the investigation expeditiously and file a report in the concerned court in a plea seeking Central Bureau of Investigation inquiry into Bua locker room incident. Bombay High Court has directed the Mumbai University to pay salary dues to a professor cum director of a management institute run by the university for a second time as the university breached a previous order directing payment of salary dues to the 61-year-old who was appointed to the said post as per the prescribed procedure of the university, yet was retired from it on the grounds that he had completed 60 years. National Human Rights Commission has taken SUO Motu cognizance of media reports about a mother pulling a suitcase with her small child sleeping on it on Agra Highway. Supreme Court has restrained the government from taking coercive action against employers who don't pay workers their entire salary during the lockdown in violation of a Ministry of Home Affairs notification of the 29th of March, 2020 that directed them to pay full wages. Supreme Court has said that it cannot prevent migrant workers from walking thousands of kilometers to their homes or falling asleep on railway tracks and left it to state governments to provide them with transport to their destinations. Supreme Court has granted bail for 2 months to an undertrial in Jaipur jail, who has tested positive for COVID-19, to undergo proper treatment. Supreme Court has sought instructions from the centre on the issue of access to suitable accommodation and quarantine facilities for medical workers working on the front line in treating COVID-19. Supreme Court has stayed Telangana High Court decision directing suspension of surrender of seats in postgraduate diploma courses by medical colleges in the state. Supreme Court has instructed the petitioner to make appropriate representation before the government in a plea seeking repatriation of Indian citizens and migrant workers languishing in detention camps and are granted amnesty by State of Kuwait. Supreme Court has introduced and directed the implementation of a new standard operating procedure for advocates and parties appearing in person to ease the process of e-filing, mentioning, listing and hearing of matters through video conferencing for the duration of the summer vacations from the 18th of May, 2020 to the 19th of June, 2020. Delhi High Court has refused to stay the Aam Aadmi Party government's levy of 70% special corona fee on retail price of all liquor brands in the national capital. Delhi High Court has stated that the survivor of sexual offences have an obligatory say in the hearing of bail pleas of accused. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to ensure the uninterrupted working of the helpline numbers set up to enable the return of migrant workers to their native places. Delhi High Court has allowed a habeas corpus petition to direct the release of a person, holding that the inability of the state to execute a production warrant issued by a state is not a reason to detain a person. Delhi High Court has decided to restrict its and the district court's functioning to urgent matters till the 23rd of May, 2020. Delhi High Court has temporarily restrained Zydus Wellness Product Limited from running its Complan advertisement on the ground of its alleged similarity to another chocolate drink, Horlicks. Supreme Court has sought responses from the centre and governments of Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi on a petition which raised the issue of restriction on movement for permissible activities in the national capital region due to sealing of borders because of COVID-19. Chhattisgarh High Court has decided that the High Court and the subordinate courts will start regular normal functioning with effect from the 18th of May, 2020 and only a limited number of cases will be taken up for hearing. Bombay High Court has observed that the police machinery is under great stress and strain and has directed the state to consider using employees of the Revenue Department who are currently off duty, preferably below 50 years, for dealing with activities where police presence is not necessary. Bombay High Court has directed the Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai to furnish details of maternity homes and clinics catering to the needs of pregnant women while hearing a public interest litigation alleging that a pregnant woman was denied admission for delivery at JJ Hospital on the ground that she did not carry with her a negative COVID-19 test report. Bombay High Court has rejected the bail application filed by Mahesh B. Patil, a former Bharatiya Janata Party co-operator, observing that habitual offenders like him do not deserve to be released on temporary bail as per the guidelines of the State High Power Committee. Bombay High Court has disposed of a public interest litigation based on the undertaking made by the state government to provide the benefits of the various public distribution schemes to the tribals in the state of Maharashtra. Karnataka High Court has decided to allow the physical filing of new cases in trial court across Bengaluru Urban, Bengaluru Rural, Bidar, Chikmagalur, Dharwad, DK Mangaluru, Kala, Kodagu Madikeri, Gadag, Haveri, Mandya, Mysuru, Tumkuru, Udupi and Yadgiri districts on 20th, 21st and 22nd of May, 2020 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on trial basis. Karnataka High has stated that the High Court and other courts tribunals in the state will remain closed till the 6th of June, 2020. Allahabad High Court has allowed anticipatory bail application filed by founding editor of The Wire, Siddhar Vardarajan. Allahabad High Court has dismissed a petition filed against the state-owned Uttar Pradesh Medical Supply Corporation Limited for alleged irregularities and corruption in procurement and supply of personal protective equipment, PPE, kits to doctors and paramedical staff of government medical colleges across the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rajasthan High Court has disposed of a public interest litigation seeking waiver of school fees after the government apprised the court that a policy decision for the same had been taken. Rajasthan High Court has emphasized that a person cannot be deprived from following the Indian tradition of keeping one or two cows in his residence for personal use of milk. Calcutta High Court has directed the West Bengal government to file affidavits explaining the jurisdiction of the district magistrate to pass order for internet shutdown in Hooghly district, and also regarding the justifiability of the suspension. Jharkhand High Court has temporarily suspended the operation of the note appended to Rule 48(3) of the High Court of Jharkhand Rules, 2001. Prescribing that the affidavits that are filed along with petitions applications have to be sworn before the Commissioner of Affidavits or other officer appointed for the purpose,